We're inspecting. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well. A little later, got some stuff done. I did put up a nice little morning sunrise this morning, walking the dogs early. Now there's one sleeping, sound asleep behind me. And today I want to talk about the evil inspection and the Scrum pillars, right? There's three. So today we're going to talk about inspection. There's transparency, which we talked about yesterday. Today is inspection. And tomorrow I'm going to talk about adaptation. It's Friday, so be good. Why did I call it the evil one? Because it's our 666th episode. So it's evil inspection time. Nobody likes to get inspected. It's just like, I feel sorry for the inspectors. They have a bad rep. But they're important, right? And what we do for an inspection report. So with that, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master on Agile Coach. And we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can deliver value to your customer. Not work the crazy hours that everybody wants you to. Get home to family and friends and have a little fun. Like some of the little videos, little short videos I put it up. Just having fun with the family and friends now, right? So we talk about, they got three pillars. Three pillars of Scrum. Transparency, inspection, and adaptation, right? So, and there's a sentence in there, and when they talk about inspection, I'm going to have to read it. Inspection enables adaptation. Inspection without adaptation is considered pointless. I totally agree with that, by the way. So many people, let's measure this. And then, okay, what are you going to do with it? I don't know. I'm going to measure it anyhow. I'm like, well, what are you going to do with the information? Well, I don't know. I'm probably not going to do nothing with it. So why the bother everybody on that activity? Because we're told we need to measure it, and we need to do surveys, and we need to do metrics, and we need to come up with ways to measure this, but you're not going to do anything. Well, we just talk about it. We just want to have it. Just in case, right? So in Scrum, inspection, let's talk about it. So that's just a side little rant. When we talk about inspection, we talked about transparency, putting some metrics, inspecting what we do, and doing self-inspection of the process. Some people might say, well, that's testing, right? Testing inspection. Well, not really. It's not. It is inspecting what we do, part of the activity, checking on each other's work, working together, inspecting at the same time if you're doing pair programming, which would be ideal. But it's also inspecting how things went, right? Because they talked about inspection and then adaptation. So if you don't inspect it, you don't know what to change and how to get better. So if we don't do the inspection part, looking at our velocities, looking at our metrics, looking at how we worked as a team, inspecting what went good, what went bad, that first part of the retro. Okay, we're going to inspect it. What went well? What didn't go so well? What can we do better? And what do we need to accelerate, right? So that's your inspection part, right? Those are the things that are, what are your risks? We got risk coming down. That quadrant of information is the inspection part. The adaption is, what do you now do with that inspection part? Because there's so many people who do the inspection part, but never get the PBI item in the backlog to work to adapt your team. And without that adaption, your inspection is absolutely useless. So that's why everybody's retros suck. They suck because you don't do anything physical. Do not give it points. Give it value to the team, not just business value, but value to the team to improve your process. Therefore, it sucks. And it doesn't get you any value. And that's why people, what do we need to do retro? And they start going retro. Because you didn't do any, after you did the inspection, you did nothing with it. Therefore, the inspection is absolutely useless and pointless, right? I got this light. Let's get too early in the morning. So that's what I wanted to share about inspection. Without doing something with the inspection is pointless. Sir, can I help you?
I just want to see.
You just want to see that you're awake? Okay. Thanks, Bo. Bye-bye. Unless you got something about inspection.
Yeah.
And so, no, actually give me something. No. Okay. So this is a classic example. Someone just showing up to a meeting and just being there and just, I'm here. I don't know what that value of that adds. But just to sum this up early, quickly, because it's just not going the way it should go. It's the way life is, right? So, inspection. Without adaptation, inspection is pointless. So don't do the inspection without adaption, right? It's a waste. So when people are asking you, let's do a survey, let's do a metric. Well, what do we want to do with the metric? Well, we don't know yet. So something you should think about as you do. What's the value? What's the outcome? What are we looking to? Why are we measuring this? What are we looking to improve, right? So have a great day. Enjoy. Happy scrumming. And give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Just remember, inspection without adaptation is actually pointless. Ring the bell once, twice, and you're good to go. Take care. Bye. See ya.